Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And as things would work out, Frank Sinatra with Fly Me to the Moon just happened to show up at the exact time that Eric Lindberg is joining us in the studio. Eric, how are you?
I'm good. I made it through Lindbergh Boulevard just fine, but 64 was a little slow.
Yeah, that was bad.
You know, yesterday, 70 was the bad one. So you never know. I mean, welcome to St. Louis. We're going to roll the dice and find out which highway has the bad traffic today. Man, I am very excited, A, to meet you, B, that we could have some time together to talk about while you're in town. From time to time, you meet people and you realize that you've really underachieved in life. And you're one of those people that as I read through your bio, and you know it's someone who's done a lot when they give you a short bio and a long bio. And the short bio is longer than my long bio. Just a little bit of this. Eric is the co-founder and the executive chairman. It's Vertigo?
Vertigo Air.
Vertigo Aero, which provides powertrain systems and engineering services to the emerging electric aircraft industry, which I find amazing, by the way.
It would have helped me get over the traffic today.
You could have landed on the building and just come down the elevator. That would have been
right. Fantastic.
Obviously, you know the name. He is the co-host of the Lindbergh Podcast. He also serves as the chairman of the board of the Charles and Ann Morrow Lindbergh Foundation, which we just talked to the mayor of Grafton, whose last name is also Morrow. So not sure if there's a connection there, but he's a retired Army colonel, and he's got an amazing project that's going on over there. So let me ask you this. What brings you back to St. Louis?
Well, we're looking at the 100th anniversary of my grandfather's flight, right?
Which is 2 years, right? 1927?
Yeah. 1927. He was flying the mail between here and Chicago, and he heard about this prize, $25,000 for the first nonstop between New York and Paris. And in those days, that was crazy. But he found backers here at the St. Louis St. Louis Racquet Club.
Oh, wow.
Helped him to buy. He put his life savings up, and they helped him to buy the plane for $10,580.
That had to be a lot of money back then. A
lot of money. The spirit of St. Louis was what the result of that, probably the best branding exercise in St. Louis history, maybe the world, because it went instantaneously globally.
Wow. Obviously, it went well.
Things he lived. Yes.
He lived. He survived. That, which, you know, that's better than St. Louis traffic someday. So that's a good thing. So you've got a lot of projects coming up on the 100th anniversary, and you've got a dinner that you're doing on the 21st of this month.
Yeah. So we're looking at how do we use the 100th anniversary as a lever to create positive change. And so the foundation moved here to St. Louis in 2024, last year.
Okay.
We started doing STEM education programs, working with the St. Louis Science Center, their YES teens, and now we're working with Lindbergh High School.
Hey!
Shout out to Lindbergh, and Christian Brothers College High School. And
CBC?
So we've got students building electric airplanes, flying them on a tether.
Wow.
So they're small.
Oh, wow.
Flying them on a tether. So you learn a full aviation STEM curriculum, and then they fly, crash, compete to carry loads. And it's a great co-opetition, as we call it, that gets people excited about STEM education.
How do batteries work right now? I mean, I'm thinking of cars, right? And car batteries, how far can you make it? Are electric planes a thing? And if so, how far can you go?
Yeah, so those student planes, they're on a tether. So they're still plugged in. My business, Vertigo Aero, we bet against batteries that they would not be useful for commercial certified purpose.
Uh-huh.
And so we're building hybrid electric propulsion systems. That means like a Prius. You put in gas, it charges the generator.
Genius.
We have batteries. And the market is coming to us now.
I love this.
Because it needed to happen, and that's the laws of physics. Batteries are coming along very, very slowly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they're very, very heavy.
They're super heavy.
That's the thing that I was thinking of when they talked about battery-operated planes, and I thought, man, I may be from Northwest Arkansas, but that math doesn't work for me.
The extraordinary promise of electric is that you can put thrust anywhere you want to on an airframe. So you could put thrust all along the wing, and then you have an instantaneously blown wing, as you call it, and generate lift really quickly. So you can change the mission profiles and take off like a helicopter and then fly with the efficiency and speed of an airplane. So that's the promise. Using hybrid is the way to go. That's what we bet on, and we're happy we made that bet.
I mean, the promise is kind of George Jetson, right? That's what we were all expecting to have by 2025. Obviously, that's a little further down the road. Tell me a little bit about XPRIZE. Where did this come from, and where is it today?
So my first trip to St. Louis, I was involved with the XPRIZE. We gathered under the arch in 1996 with 20 astronauts and the head of NASA, and we announced a $10 million prize to be awarded to the first private manned space program that could fly up into space, return safely, and do it again within 2 weeks, showcasing that it was reusable because the space shuttle wasn't, and it cost $750 million to refurbish it. So we wanted to jumpstart the private space flight industry, and it was kind of a crazy mission. We persevered. We probably should have failed, but we did it. And it jump-started that commercial spaceflight industry that we're seeing now with Musk, Bezos, and Branson trying to sell us tickets to go into space.
Isn't that amazing how far we've come in just that short period of time?
Yeah. Not only that, it reinvigorated the incentive prize industry. Remember, my grandfather was trying to fly across the Atlantic to win a prize. Peter Diamandis, the founder of XPRIZE, read about that in The Spirit of St. Louis, my grandfather's book, and said, "That's how I'm going to get to space, a prize." And it was crazy. And he should have failed. Did I mention that? But it worked. And that has now allowed XPRIZE, wearing my XPRIZE hat, us to have 30 prizes in the last 30 years, and $600 million in prizes, either given or active. So we're solving the world's grand challenges, things that big businesses and governments aren't, using incentive prizes, just like my grandfather won in 1927.
That is awesome.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
So I understand that Elon Musk is involved with this as well.
Yeah, Elon came onto our board early on after 2004 when the XPRIZE was won. He was starting to get involved. Same with Larry Page, and Google has backed a bunch of our prizes now. Elon Musk's carbon removal prize was just awarded at the New York Stock Exchange. This was trying to see if we could remove carbon from the atmosphere at the gigaton level, and if we could bring the cost of that down, would that be an effective way to remove carbon from the atmosphere if we need to do that as plan B or whatever?
Wow.
Yeah. So really cool things. We put up incentive prizes, again, wearing my XPRIZE hat. I don't want to get people too confused, to solve these problems. And the large prize attracts incredible people thinking outside of the box that solve problems that really weren't being solved before.
Well, it's interesting where you started in talking about your grandfather chasing an incentive, you know, $25,000 to fly across the ocean, which today you're thinking, that's not a big deal. It was a big deal in 1927, right? So everything is relative, right? Tell me a little bit about how that sort of incentive, coming back to St. Louis, and your vision for St. Louis getting involved and kind of regenerating that spirit of exploration.
Yeah. So
So I mentioned the STEM education program.
Yeah.
We're building this Lindbergh Innovation Forum Talks locally here. We're going to have that in the fall. Bleeding Edge Technologies, CEOs talking about additive manufacturing, AI and aviation, things like that. Get people excited about the innovation ecosystem that's really thriving here in St. Louis. If anyone takes a look, they're amazed at what's going on, especially in aerospace and geospatial intelligence, et cetera, and the life sciences. So on top of that, we're planning to use the 100th anniversary to showcase that spirit and show people around the world what's going on here. And in the process of the next 2 years, deciding on can we design an incentive prize that is the most impactful and audacious prize in history? And can we really launch that here from St. Louis as we fly from San Diego to St. Louis to New York to Paris, like I did on the 75th anniversary to save X Prize.
There you go.
Can we do that for the 100th? And can we work on a problem that's on a scale of democratizing energy or getting cereal crops to fix nitrogen, these issues that could feed and fuel the world potentially? That's the kind of scale we want to attack with an incentive prize. And if we can build this in St. Louis and export that, sky's no longer the limit.
So what needs to happen for St. Louis to really own what you were talking about? I love your vision. I love the fact when people come in, and you know, we were talking about earlier this week about Donald Trump and that he always seems to swing for the fences, right? He's swinging for a home run every time. I love people like what you're talking about, what XPRIZE did originally and what Elon Musk seems to be doing with his things, Bezos, Branson, all of those guys. People who are always pushing the envelope, because that's how we get to where we get to. Somebody, like you said, we should have failed, right? But we didn't. And it's all those people who are willing to put it out there and try to fail, right? Let's push it as fast as we can. What does St. Louis need to do to really make this vision that you're talking about a success?
Yeah, so that's an awesome question.
Thank you.
We are, we can do education programs and slowly scale them.
Yeah.
We can build the innovation forums and do awards and slowly scale them. If we're going to reach this big vision of changing the world, we need St. Louis to rally and really help us to build the boots on the ground, the infrastructure that'll enable us to showcase that spirit and then leverage it, leverage the 100th, and really try to put out a challenge that is, can we do space-based solar power satellite that gathers sunlight 24/7 in space, beams it down safely to a city grid, giving us line of sight to democratized energy? And I hate to use that as an example because I don't want people to focus on that.
Right.
But that's the kind of level we need to think about. And when you talk about swinging for the fences, I don't know about you, but I'm not getting any younger. And these things aren't easy. They're hard.
Yeah.
And yet get stuck in traffic on the way to the radio interview. So you're late. But it's worthwhile, right? And we've done this before. Why can't we do it again? I'm not sure I'll have a third time, third chance in life to change the world, but I've done it once with a team of people that struggled and persevered and made it happen. So we're going for it now.
I'm excited about this opportunity coming back to St. Louis. I mean, we have a brand new mayor who's kind of starting a clean sweep. The governor's involved with a big focus on trying to make St. Louis, you know, what it is. There's so many times we've been talking about the World's Fair, and because it was the anniversary of the World's Fair yesterday, right, Sue? And Sue's done a number of programs focused on the World's Fair and just talking about the fact that St. Louis has such a rich history, and there's no reason why we can't do all the things that you're talking about, and it can be here. We've missed some opportunities over the last 150, 175 years, right? Railroads should have come through here and we should have been Chicago, but we weren't. But we've got the Lindbergh story. We've got the World's Fair story. We've got a lot of other stories that we have a history that should support this grandiose vision that you have. And I love the fact that you're coming back and you're giving us the opportunity to be a part of that. And I love to see I'm excited to see where this is going. I'm excited to be at the dinner on the 21st and kind of see, you know, more steps of where we can go. And I appreciate the fact that you're pouring into our kids.
Fantastic. You know, if we don't do it, it'll never happen.
I agree.
And I think the arms reaching around and embracing us as a foundation and our vision and our goals, the spirit is definitely alive and thriving here in St. Louis. And that's an incredible gift. And I don't think the world knows that.
It's time for us to tell that story.
I think that's an opportunity.
That is Eric Lindberg. He is joining us today. We appreciate you spending some time. I know you've had a crazy day, and I'm sure you've got a lot more crazy stuff that you have to get done by the end of the day. So thanks for working us into your busy schedule. We appreciate the time, and I look forward to learning more about everything that's going on. You can follow him at ericlindberg.com. Where else can people keep track of you?
TheLindbergFoundation.org is a great place, and I don't know, this station, 97.1.
We'll link to it. That'll be great. Eric, thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely.